Blog Talk Radio.
Pain will be mine. the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby, real underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby, real underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby, real underground, baby. I'm hiding under the floor like Saddam, but I'm doing it because I love it, and I'm underground, baby.
Rockers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavik Cole's Ghetto G. Ghetto will be joining us very shortly. And this is just me. Let's go over the track. I say, motherfucking Motorhead, don't lie to me. We'll be right back. Up next, I say it's time for a little ghetto freak show.
Ghetto freak show coming to your house, standing at your porch chewing. they never loved me. So now I'm ripping out your guts and it's ugly. I'm trapped, don't wanna be a rich man. Rich, not a poor man. I need my own land. Cause the rich man be sussing all the dumb stuff. They cut they fucking wrists if the grass ain't green enough. Right there in your face, you can't tag it. Just found out your son is a faggot. A dick sucking butt fucking homo man. If you're stressing, then you better talk to Mojo Man. Insanity's grip will never let go. Here's your chance to catch a glimpse of a ghetto freak show.
Up next, Guts on the Ceiling. Woo-woo.
We wanted to do the tour with them over in Europe.
Oh, you never guess what's up. My monkey head blew up. My chicken's in an old man's backyard. I gotta sneak through his yard to find a father mucker. And he's got a pit bull dog. And it's sitting on my chin like a frog on a log. I throw a bone and try to distract. Cause I'm wanting my chinny chin chin back. I'll never be one to boast. But there's my tongue hanging off the light post. Cause my head exploded. And my brain's unloaded. All over this beautiful city. Teeth and bones to the nitty gritty. There's my eyeball stuck to the wall. Right next to my splattered jaw. I don't dig this game. Chasing my brains all through the sewer drains. My head's all over the block. Cause I done went lunatic. Tock, tick, tock. Come on, dog. What's wrong with my head? It blew apart, but I still ain't dead. I get no respect. I got nothing but guts hanging off my neck. But I'm still chilling. Even with my blood and guts all over the ceiling. Back blew up. If you come across the spine, best believe it's mine. Oh, forget about my tongue. Cause Bato can't breathe without no lungs. I lost both of mine. Now that's an item that I wouldn't mind to find. But forget about that. Cause I'm roaming the streets with a splattered back. I'm trying to rap to this freak. But she can see my ribs all in the street. Then the chit chat went dead. She noticed that I ain't got no head. I think I hit my heart, but damn, it got hit by a smart bus. It landed in Pontiac, so I tell my mellow to send it back. Come on, why did my back blow up? Look for my guts, look for my guts. I got a call from Nate DeMack. Says he might have found part of my back. Been bringing on over Ace. I got slabs all over the place. But I'm still chilling, even with my blood and guts all over the ceiling.
Get up, no.
Hi, I'm back. Now let's see if Destiny here wants to just listen or talk.
Oh, God. You need three more. Mark's got a gig.
Wait.
I'm going to guess and say listen.
When Cream goes on an hour late tonight, this one's going to be good to you.
So, I think it's time we brought the 80s back a bunch of AR with fucking Quiet Riot with Come On, Spit a Noise.
I can't remember the last two, man. We'll be right back.
And we're back. And of course, 801 already knows that you want to be talked to. Person number one, get up in the host queue. But, so check it out. You know, I didn't really mention this much up on the show last night or the night before. But, I'm actually waiting to hear back from the manager of Motorhead and Anthrax. And honestly, I'm hoping that they say fucking Motorhead, because I gave them the option to ask if we could either do an interview with either Motorhead or Anthrax. But god damn it, I'm praying fucking Motorhead, because I don't give a fuck anybody says, yo, Lemmy is the godfather. That motherfucker is a goddamn genius. And honestly, if it wasn't for the likes of Motorhead, yo, I can't, like, there would not be no ICP. There would not be no Isham. I mean, come on. If it could have motherfuckers like that, hell, we even got a fucking Ice-T. So, Lemmy is the true godfather. And I would just love to have him up on here. It'd be a fucking pure out true honor just to even be able to sit down and talk with Lemmy. I mean, yeah, having Anthrax up on here would be dope too, because, you know, Anthrax is, of course, part of the Big Four. And for people that don't know what I'm talking about, Big Four, I'm talking about the Big Four metal bands out there. Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, Slayer. Like, these are the Big Four motherfuckers, but goddamn, I want Lemmy up on here. I want Motorhead up on Joker Lovato Radio. Simple as that. So I'm praying it goes down, praying it happens, and I usually don't pray because, well, I ain't got a reason to pray. I don't believe in that thing. But, anyways, I think we should go with some motherfucking Motorhead. Just because I'm talking about them. Oh, yeah, I think another motherfucker. The way I look at it, there's three godfathers. Well, technically four, but three. And in the world of metal. You got Lemmy and Motorhead. You got Ozzy. Of course, you know, people know who Ozzy Osbourne is. Ozzy Soul, or with Black Sabbath. And Rob Halford, of course, and Judas Priest. I want these motherfuckers up on JR. I don't give a fuck if there's beef between ICP and Ozzy. I don't give a fuck if Juggalos don't like fucking Ozzy because of the fact, because the whole beef that went down between him. Because, you know, Juggalos seem to really hold on to a grudge, even when it doesn't really involve us. I mean, come on. People are still holding on to the fucking feud that went on between ICP and Eminem. That shit's dead and gone. Let it go, motherfuckers. But Ozzy, Lemmy, and Robert Halford. Having these three motherfuckers up on here would be an honor. And holy shit, I'd piss myself. If I got the fucking yes, the okay, to have these motherfuckers up on here for interviews. Now, continue with what I said. Here we go, Motorhead. We are Motorhead.
We are
right, y'all, we're back. Hey, you know what? Keep it up with the Godfathers. Up next, Rob Halford with Judas Priest, Breaking the Law. I'm going to play features a man who is greatly missed, Randy Rhoads. Here we go with Crazy Train.
All aboard!
I'm
And we are back. So within the time period, I just played the three Godfathers of Metal. The motherfuckers who really fucking shook things up. I mean, come on. Again, Motorhead, Judas Priest, Ozzy. I mean, you have never heard anything like them until they came out. Until Black Sabbath, until Motorhead, until fucking Judas Priest. You know, they set the bar for so much shit. And honestly, I fucking love them. Now let's see if Destiny here has got anything she wants to say. Remember, you gotta press 1 in order to talk. Guess not. But, let's see here. Up next. Let's see, I think up next. Go a little Tech 9. Just because I am one. You know, I'm going to bump some motherfucking asshole. Just like I said, just because I am an asshole. And the world needs more assholes in this world. Because there's way too many fucking whiny people out there who bitch and whine over every little thing. So, again, we need more assholes. And where the fuck is my track? Come on. I know that shit was up on her. Now I can't find it. Gotta love it. Gotta fucking love it. So, instead, we'll move on to I Love You But Fuck You, and then I'll get the asshole.
Welcome to Killer 2.
Benz, my brand new Benz. Thinking about my so-called friends. And why should I make amends when they cross the Nina and sin? Again and again and again. I love them dearly, but hear me, they burn severely. I'm weary to the point that I really don't want not one of them, none of them near me. Did trust you, but what's new for real? Yeah, I love you, but fuck you for real.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Met you at a rock show. November, no octo. Pictures in lockjaw, numbers ending got low. Called you up a lot though, found out that you not ho. Several trips to my show, shot me with your crossbow. We used to kick it in packs, whites and blacks, triple stacks and fat sacks. We matched, we relaxed the kids, but I never twisted. She wished for the better, mister. I mixed the lady with my kid, brother, then miss. She became my sister for a minute, but then my lady started receiving that snitch. By the nigga on tour, you wanna be the reason that split. You started believing that bitch in San Jose. You grip with a damn Jose. You flip, now your man won't stay. No trips, never send your pay. We did, used to play for you. Even used to pray for you. Never that, cause you wanted to spit in my face. Now it's up, 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 and away for you. I hate this. I was real, so why fake shit? You lost us, so go fuck them bitches on MySpace, sis.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Every show was a different face, but these two were from a distant place. Follow my tour, got a quick embrace. Never would have thought I had to give them space. Father and daughter, love me to death. Never cared that blood be the set. Just love and attach. Shrugged the regret. When I found out, Papa kinda had the husband effect. Everybody seen it, but I didn't believe it. Everybody got it, but never did I receive it. His dream was for me to fuck Miss Sting. But she looked 15. Baby girl was 19. But instead of giving a dick, I'd rather give her ice cream. Now I'm tripping, cause her pops just try to auction her off. But it turns out that he was knocking her off. I had to stop and I coughed. Cause that
that he turned out to be the boyfriend. Guess he was getting him a little bit extra when he brought the toys in. Y'all lied to me, did it fuck with the Nina? Sure it did. Y'all made me question what your motive is. Don't cry, Allie, but my temper was flared and scared. Also to see you, guess I see you in the crowd like, where's Waldo?
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
I wrote this carefully.
Ooh.
I love you cause you married me when I needed therapy. Let me move in with you, be my wife, you wasn't scared of me.
But fuck you because you say, if you don't get that job today, better kick rock, wasn't hard to say when you knew what rocked my heart away.
I love you cause you sexy, love you cause you're beautiful. Love you cause way back in the day you thought that I was suitable.
But fuck you, you treated me stupid and conceitedly. I wasn't very smart, but a genius you wanted me to be.
I love you cause you're strong, I love you cause you're real. Because you forgave me when I cheated and popping pills.
But fuck you for bringing up shit that happened years ago. Chances of us getting back is gonna take a miracle.
You live in the past, I'm giving the gas and cash. How many niggas do that without you giving the ass?
And I asked you what other nigga would step up for the love to give up. She's in the house for you and the kids and even for your brother, nigga.
Enjoy the dough you get, cause I don't owe you shit. You was unhappy with me, so you split. You need to show me some love, ma. And I don't mean that I wanna fuck you, just acknowledge me taking care of you. Because
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Verse 1. I ain't never spoke nothing but highly about you. And you gon' believe a bitch you ain't never met. That's hardcore shit, baby. Verse 2. I mean, y'all lied to a nigga. I mean, that was foul shit y'all did, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all motive was, but it hurt me real bad because I trusted you, motherfucker. Verse 3. I know I fucked our marriage up, but you can't live in the past. You either gotta let that shit go or let me go.
All right, up next, asshole.
Towards someone the speaker does not like, whose behavior is hurtful, self-centered, or particularly abrasive.
MCs come around me talking about
your stage show was off the roof.
As I'm walking out, as if to say my performance is why they gawking. Outside of that, I'd be lost in doubt lyrics that a nigga be tossing out. You motherfuckers can't see tech, I mean B-Tech, and these rejects lyrically don't got no electricity. We deck quickly eject when you're sitting inside of the CD deck. We just put in the dope shit, we rap, then we jet. I mean split like a V-neck, nigga, that's disrespectful. Never test the next bro when he up in the air like Craig Smith, Tech and Nesto. Standing next to neck where we blessed to let flow get dough, even though you know we get the pesto. Cali say that it's a compliment when they say that they love the show, but I spit that monster shit. All you mediocre rap motherfuckers trying to spit, I'll murder you. Yeah, I'm an asshole when it's time to shit, nigga.
You can label me an asshole cause I'm fast when your ass on blast. I'm a natural, call me sphincter, little stinker. You ain't touching me in this arena.
Pussy. These niggas funny, niggas bout to rap and steady whooping. They barely eating, but believing they can see my heathens or be my heathens. Please believe it, this gon' end with squeezing. I'm not a rap cat, give a fuck about your vicious flows. Big homie, stay strapped with the foe, so I got heat to blow. But I don't freestyle and waste rhymes like half of ya. I'm still spectacular, it's just a different vernacular. I'm disrespectful, give a fuck about your hip hop. I'm trying to eat you niggas' meat, I'm coming for your spot. Fresh off the block and I won't stop until I reach the top. I'm I'm killer cities, B.I.G. I'm guessing Nina's pop. Damn right, nigga, quoted in the quota bowl. Any problems, we can solve them, nigga, let me know. We the new nigga, strange news taking over. And ain't mad nigga safe, nigga, even over.
You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast when you last on blast. I'm a natural. Call me stinker, little stinker. You ain't touching me in this arena. You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast when you last on blast. I'm a natural. Lil Duke, shoot, don't make me toot toot. You don't wanna make me have to shoot poo. No more.
Asshole of me, oh. Sick, I sodomize your bride. My bad attitude will be my demise. Don't look me directly up in my eyes. I might get insecure about what you're staring about. Rip your fucking hair right out. Mr. Nice Guy, I might sing when you meet me. But niggas might die if I'm deeming your speech beefy. Kiss him bye-bye if he ain't speedy to leave me. Had to nighty-night him cause the nigga seems sleepy. The world did it to me, staring at my face like it's playing a movie. Took my lip up and lip off, the polite type, so that mean I'm soft. You think I'm chicken, I think your bitch is the dipping sauce. All I got is hard dick and bubble gum. Can't give you neither one, your bitch is it too troublesome. Yeah, I'd love to sign my name on your poster, but don't slip me your demo, it's gonna end up as a toaster. I'm an asshole.
You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast when you last on blast. I'm a natural. Me sphincter, little stinker, you ain't touching me in this arena. You can label me an asshole, cause I'm fast when your ass on blast. I'm a natural. Lil Duke, shoot, don't make me toot toot. You don't wanna make me have to shoot poo. No.
Hi, I think up next we're gonna play Boogie Woogie Woo.
The beast lives. Out of the raging storm, in the dead of night, the ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it came.
Nursery rhyme, it's about the boogie woogie man. Keep your light on as long as you can, cause when it cuts off, so does your head. Boogie woogie woogie waits under your bed when it shake, spot up through the bottom.
Little Jimmy Jimmy,
got him.
It's a one and only boogie man. He creeps, he hides, he sneaks, he flies. If your little feet are hanging on the edge of the bed, just run it out yourself, motherfucker.
Moonlight fills the room that you sleep in. Things go bump in the night, me creeping out. Fuck, I stub my toe. If you just quit leaving your shit all over the fucking floor, fuck it, you're dead anyway. And I'ma leave your head smack dead in the hallway. In the morning when your daddy walks out, ah! Foot's in your mouth thanks to the boogie man.
Say, where's it the boogeyman?
I'ma tell you.
Bobby, could you listen to her off a bit?
Thanks. An easy way in, you fucking idiot. Now I cut your neck out and play it like the banjo. Make a bounce, make it like that shit, yo. Then I stretch it out more and bring your head through the wall. It's the boogeyman, y'all.
And we're back. Let's see, what up next can we play? I go to ICP featuring Twisted, Get Geeked. I think we're up next. We'll go with a little Dirty White Boys. Firecrackers.
Hey, it's the Dirty White Boys. This for all them crackers out there that keep it gully, bro.
Rest in peace to my firecracker Trey Styles. Let's get on.
Wait till white boys, some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds, and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging. So where my crackers at?
In the streets getting dope.
Now where my crackers at?
In the club getting broke.
So where my crackers at?
Dodging feds with your phone.
Now where my crackers at?
Keep it good.
I'm a blow up in your face, nine in your mouth, so you feel the taste. And then boom, boom, blood leaking out your face. Blood to taste, blood out your mouth. Bet they gon' have no case, cause I ain't gon' leave a trace. I throw the pistol in the lake and leave you dead in your place. Come and take a ride with me. Ain't nobody in the clique living they life safely. Got the guns on safety, so give me your money, my life to go safely. We the dirty white boys, won't kill your ass on accident. I preach my say this is blasphemous, but I'm just gonna keep whacking it. I'm a white boy, some call them soft, some blow your head off with a sawed off. This is for them white boys doing their thing, moving heavyweight like I'm off the deal of cocaine. Wanna live, no way to life, I wanna live for the rest of my life. No, not me, but I still knock your ass out. Take your bitch and give me some pussy. And for that fuck ass bitch you put me in cuffs, dog, please. Got back with 10 keys and the police let you out on day 3. Got these hits out on your ass, dog, I ain't lying. I'm a firecracker with a firecracker that'll leave your mama crying.
We some white boys, some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging. So where my crackers at?
In the streets getting dope.
Now where my crackers at?
In the club getting broke.
So where my crackers at?
Dodging feds with your phone.
Now where my crackers at?
Keep it good until we go.
Nope, we ain't ever scared, but we like to break bread. We them crackers trapping steady, stacking Benjamin. So get in the bin, bitch, I gotta hit this lick. Find they booze by the bridge, switch whips, and that's it. My M.O. is to get dough. Now what you said, break bread, tell the cracker get dough. Yeah, no shit, you better call somebody. I probably got enough product to fill all my pockets. It's not my color, it's culture. I'm in these streets with vultures. That's why I never hesitate. Don't let my firecracker talk to nah. I thought I told you what, I ain't never had shit. Forget a groupie, I keep me a bad bitch. My M.O. is to get dough. Now what you said, break bread, tell the cracker get dough. Yeah, no shit, you better call somebody. I probably got enough product to fill all my pockets.
We some white boys, some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging.
So where my crackers at?
In the streets getting dope.
Now where my crackers at?
In the club getting broke.
So where my crackers at?
Dodging feds with your phone.
Now where my crackers at?
Keep it good until we go.
With a phone from the trunk and a limberman. It's a must you duck and I never slack. Cause I ain't no punk. Yo, y'all on the jack like a fucked up drunk. Kick it with the back, keep it good. Can't just slack, don't start the blood. If you get jumpy, better run for cub. I'm a dirty white boy and I run this mother. Dirty one, living hard, the definition of good living. I make my money like a corner stove, post it up and I ain't forgiving. If you want a refund, better ask your man. Cause them dirty boys don't play. Around my way, you'll catch the K. And right there is where you'll lay.
We some white boys.
We're back. Up next, how about Lil Slim Shady? New track, Berserk.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this jack up. Everybody get back. That's why my pennies are bad, because my rhyme's on a red tag. Just like I did with Addiction, I'm about to bleed it. Like a magician, critics, I turn up. Got them still on the fence, whether to bleed it. But quick to get impaired. Let's bring it back to that vintage Slim. The order MC in mix with the Vinci and MC Rinse.
dressed, ain't it? Khakis pressed, Nike shoes, crispy and fresh lace, so I guess it ain't. Said after shave a cologne, it made him just faint. Plus I showed up with a coat, freshen and wet paint. Sweet mother's a chess game, checkmate. But girl, your body's banging, jump me in, gang, bang, bang. Yes, sir, Bob, I was thinking the same thing. So come get on this kick rock, Bob with the bop, dang, dang. Pow, 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 pow. Chicka, pow,
chicka, wow, wow. Got the girl, I'm on a pow, pow, pow. And slow it down, throwing it down.
I know that I don't know. Question is, are you both so smart enough to feel stupid? Hope so. Now, ho.
Kick shoes off, let your head out.
Love is hard for the cough syrup and styrofoam. All I know is I fell asleep
and woke up in that Monte Carlo
with the ugly Kardashian Lamar.
Oh, sorry, yo, we done both at the bar low. Far as hard drugs are, though, that's the past. But I done did enough codeine and not future with it tomorrow. And girl, I ain't got no money to borrow, but I am trying to find a way to get you alone. Oh, no. Oh,
Marshall Mathers, get out with the body now. Get the bar so lathered. Can't go and call hard as gargles. Girl, you're fixing to get your heart broke.
Don't be absurd, man. You bird brain baby. I ain't called anybody baby since Birdman.
Unless you're a swallow.
Word, Rick, word, man. You heard. But don't be discouraged, girl. This is
your turn.
Unless you got told you.
Kick shoes off. Let your head out.
All night long.
Before you get out, just get out.
Yeah, we back. Man, I don't even know. Fucking tonight's Raw is just weird. Man, Randy Orton kisses fucking Goldust. Fucking Paul Heyman mysteriously somehow slips on some water that just so happened to be there. Tonight was just weird as all hell. But now, of course, you know, everyone knows ICP's track Cherry Pie, and I like it. It's dope. But I think it's time we went with the original Cherry Pie. So here we go. Warrant Chili Pie.
Yeah.
my daughter no more.
What's going on, ghetto?
Where, oh, where has my monster gone?
I don't know, but ghetto better add some bad news for you. I slipped on some mysterious water, and I cannot make it to the fucking Night of Champions.
I hate to tell you that that wasn't water.
Oh, but that shit was just fucking funny as all hell with, Paul Heyman.
So, what exactly did Edge say that he got kicked off for?
He said, oh, shit. He just seemed to piss off again Triple H.
That answered nothing.
Oh, pretty much the fact that Edge said that Triple H isn't a dictator. He's just a dick.
He was actually allowed to say dick?
Well, no, but he did anyway. I mean, you know, it's not like they could fire him. He doesn't work there anymore.
So he talked for 20 minutes?
Yeah. And what's funny is the fact that Triple H originally brought him back to bring out fucking Randy Orton and talk to Randy Orton. He said, fuck that, and brought out Daniel Bryan instead.
Why would you bring out Randy Orton?
If Triple H wanted him to bring out Randy Orton.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Yep. So, yeah, it was just definitely interesting. Of course, I'm still trying to figure out why in the hell before game Randy Orton kissed Goldust.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be the only one that saw it.
Nope.
Had him in a fucking, like, chokehold or whatever the fuck that is, and they just leaned down and kissed his head. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, Randy. Trying to be Bray Wyatt.
They were chanting for Undertaker.
They were chanting for fucking Michael Cole.
Well, they do that every time they're there.
But what the fuck was the Undertaker supposed to do?
They were chanting for everybody except for, like, the people that were in the matches. This is awkward.
Well, honestly, I was kind of, it would have been even more funny if they started chanting Owen Hart.
Well, they're not allowed to do that. They'd be censored.
Yeah. Just like they'd be sent to, oh, I know, they wouldn't be sent to, they'd be kicked out if they started chasing Chris Benoit.
I'm just saying, man, that whole Paul Heyman thing or whatever, they were chatting, this is awkward.
Yeah. Hey, of course, Paul Heyman's doctor got the shit beat out of him by CM Punk.
Man, I think Santino got the biggest response of the night.
Yeah, I don't think anybody was expecting him to be here. Or win.
Isn't he, like, originally from Canada, like you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all knew why he was getting a big cheer and shit, but nobody else does. They think he's from Italy.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man.
And then fucking Cesaro spun him around for like 5 minutes.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
That was the point of fucking spinning him around over and over for like the past 20 minutes.
I mean, I give him props for not being dizzy afterwards, though.
I know, right? He's like, holy shit, the fuck?
I spin around for like a second, man. I'm fucking dizzy as hell.
Yeah.
Fucking motherfucker spin around and around. So already Bray Wyatt has more moves than the entire Shield put together.
It's true. It's damn true.
It really is. And poor Roman missed a spear tonight.
Yep.
He couldn't hit his one move.
Oh, look, we have a caller. They want to talk. Apparently. You want to host? Speak, or forever hold your peace. Okay, never mind then. Back to the box
Satan,
with you.
Satan loves you.
Yes, Satan loves you so much.
Not you, the person that's on the line.
Well, I kind of think that one. I mean, come on. This way you know, because, I mean, after all, Juggler Ride Radio is the Devil's Servant radio show.
Oh, according to our promo pictures.
Yeah. 801, are you going to talk or just sit there?
Just leave it be.
Sounds good. Back to the box.
So nobody showed up this evening?
Nope. Well, we got a guest in the room. The guest, I already know who the guest is Erica.
Well, why don't you sign in, Erica?
But, yeah, man, fucking, honestly, you know, I was kind of expecting for Big Show this knockout Randy Orton the entire time. Boy, he was saying, knock him out, knock him out.
Well, that's what they wanted you to think.
But no, he was being too much of a bitch.
But apparently, Victoria posted up that her and Randy Orton have the same tattoo on their back.
I won't give a fuck.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, but we don't care if you have the same tattoo as Randy Orton. Why is that important theme?
Well, okay, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, well, no, all I'm saying is it's not that important for her to mention that she has the same tattoo on her back as Randy Orton.
Well, how many wrestlers you got the same tattoo as this?
None.
Exactly. So what the fuck? not everybody says it. Not everybody has it.
All right, you know what? I'll get a tattoo of the Pepsi logo, and I can say I got the same tattoo as CM Punk.
Yeah, well, you're only going to have that tattoo because of CM Punk.
Yeah, but my question is, did Victoria get her tattoo before Randy Orton, or did Randy, or after Randy Orton got it?
Who the fuck knows? It's probably not because he had it, and she said it's bigger than hers anyway.
Who knows?
But it was just the same tattoo. Jesus Christ. You were such an asshole.
I think it's funny how I actually played that track earlier. But anyways, so what the fuck is up with Jerry King Lawler? He lost his luggage at the airport again.
Blame Canada.
Oh Canada, why is everything your fault? I mean, come on. When King was in Canada one time, had a heart attack. Now he's back there again, and he lost his luggage. Clearly, Canada's trying to tell him something.
Yeah. Canada doesn't like him.
Yeah. Exactly my point.
Now, if only that could happen to Michael Cole.
And only if Michael Cole would fucking fall off a cliff, we'd all be happy. I'm a big fucking heave-ho off the cliff. Hey, come on, why can't they just replace him with fucking Josh Matthews?
Does that dude even still do anything anymore?
Last time I saw him, he was getting thrown around by fucking Ryback.
Shit, Mandela. Last thing I remember him saying was him talking about how Ryback could beat people up or some shit. And then he got beat up by Ryback.
Exactly. After that, we haven't seen him.
Well, there's the match everybody wanted to see tonight, though. Ryback versus RVD.
Yeah.
The airbrush artist, man. He must have been real proud to see all his work in the ring.
Like I said, airbrush versus airbrush.
But what the fuck did Ryback's thing say? Is it like big guy, big straps or some shit?
I don't even know. Apparently, Josh Matthews is the commentator on our main event, apparently.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But, other than that, nobody sees him.
They put him on the show nobody cares about.
I know, right?
I can't remember the last time I watched an episode of that.
And I saw one episode from last week. And I saw like the first 5 seconds of it, and I deleted it.
So you saw nothing of that episode then?
Yeah.
Takes at least a half an hour to get into the first match.
I know it does. But I did watch a movie today that was weird, but yet funny at the same time.
Yes.
Scary Movie 5.
Well, there you go. I still got to see that, too. So, the other four.
Although, there's one person in the movie that they could have done without.
Who's that, Mac Miller?
Yep.
Does he die?
No. He just walks. He walks. He's just walking in the woods with fucking Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
All right then.
He's like, it's like they're in the fucking wood, fucking walking around, going to get some weed. All of a sudden, they come out with a fucking giant ass blunt, and then they end up, in a cabin in the woods.
Oh yeah. That movie sucked.
And afterwards, they ended up doing things, bringing home the three kids for mama.
Oh, God. That movie was even worse.
I mean, come on. They did three horrible movies, all in one fucking movie. Paranormal Activity, fucking Cabin in the Woods, and Mama.
Are those the only movies they make fun of?
Well, that and Black Swan. Oh, yeah, and by the way, also, Usher's in the movie, too.
Well, that's random.
Usher's in it. Bow Wow's in it. So, yeah. Oh, here's even a funnier thing. Like, if you look at the credits for the movie, they have Charlie Sheen as Charlie Sheen. Lindsay Lohan as Lindsay Lohan.
Ooh, exciting.
I mean, they definitely got Jerry O'Connell in it. Heather Locklear, Cat Williams is in it. Tyler Posey, Terry Crews.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah. They had the narrator who sounded a hell of a lot like fucking Morgan Freeman.
So did you get Lords of Salem yet?
No, not yet.
So
oh, yeah, they
came out like last Tuesday or some shit.
Yeah, I'm going to get my hands on that. Oh, yeah, they also have Mike Tyson in that movie, too.
Who fucking cares?
I'm going to say, it's just funny how they have all these people, including Mike Tyson.
He was in the Hangover.
I know, but I was like, what the hell? I mean, the way they portrayed him, they have him at Jerry O'Connell as gay lovers.
Where's my daughter? I am your daughter.
It was a good movie, but just really weird. And they only did like three or four movies. That's about it.
I don't know. I'd have to say my favorite scary movie was the third one.
Yeah, mine was the first and second one.
Because the third one that made fun of Michael Jackson and shit was great. Although the alternate ending, they should have kept that in there than the ending that they had.
Yeah, they should have. Would have, could have.
Because it was Michael Jackson running over the person at the end.
What?
I want to see if history has loads of on it or not yet. If they do, I'll just go to them again.
On where?
The PlayStation Store.
I'm sure it is on there.
That's like a fucking ridiculous price.
Probably like $15.
And I can get Lemmy fucking $10 off of Amazon.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
You don't know what Lemmy is, man?
No.
Do you know who Lemmy is?
No.
Man, we have much to tease you. Lemmy, a.k.a. The frontman, vocalist of Motorhead.
Why does he have a movie?
Well, it's like it's a movie, but it's also a documentary almost like about him.
Let's see.
Yeah, like it's really good. So, you know, I ended up watching it on fucking VH1, and they had to cut things out. They're doing interviews with him. They have a shitload of motherfuckers like in it as well to talk about Metallica, Dave Grohl, fucking Ozzy Osbourne, Alice Cooper, Travis Cocker, Stone Jet, Triple H. Members of the Clash, Guns N' Roses, Jane's Addiction. I mean, like, I fucking love it. And I want to get it on DVD so I can like to watch it without the fucking commercials and the censorship. Yeah. They have way too much censorship among VH1. But other than that, let's see what goes on here. New arrivals. Iron Man 3 is already out on DVD.
What?
Iron Man 3.
Who fucking cares?
Now You See Me. Oh yeah, The Rock has another new movie out again. Well, in 2012, but it's called Empire State.
Nope,
no Lords of Salem yet.
Saying it's going to be in the red box where you could buy it.
Oh, yeah. But they do have Spring Breakers unrated up on here for $3.99.
For $3.99?
Yeah.
Why is it so cheap?
I don't know. Shit, fucking Evil Dead.
You should buy it. It's only $4.
Let's see, they have the Evil Dead twice. They got the original, well, not the original, they have one for $3.99, then they have the other one for, which includes bonus features for $12.99.
Man, I don't know, man, I'm going to go back and watch the old version of that movie. Let's see if it was anything like the new one.
Yeah. No, it definitely was not.
Wasn't there a dude in that one, though?
Yeah.
No, the main character instead of a chick, it was a dude.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell. Hey, they got a third one coming out.
What? Evil Dead?
Yeah.
What the fuck for?
How come I know? All I know is they're working on another one.
They don't need another one.
Well, you tell them that one, because I don't think they care.
Just like a commercial for the people that are watching that new Insidious movie coming out. They had the heart rate thing on their finger and shit. Showing that they were all scared. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fucking. But it's funny, cause like, well, technically they're gonna have all together about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Evil Dead movies in a way.
Why?
Why? No. Because you know, you have the original Evil Dead from 81 and Evil Dead 2 from 87 and Army of Darkness from 92. Now you've got Evil Dead 2013, Evil Dead 2 coming out, it's going to be coming out, Army of Darkness 2, and then for some odd reason they skip 3 and go all the way down to fucking Evil Dead 7.
Great.
Only Hollywood forgot how to count.
They've been infected by Facebook.
Facebook is just retarded.
Exactly my point.
I mean, come on, but they got fucking Facebook ice cream now. What the hell?
What the hell does that even mean?
It's like ice cream with like fucking blue syrup to represent the fucking F in Facebook.
So who the fuck came up with that?
Some people in the fucking Croatian islands.
The what?
The Croatian islands.
Are you telling me my people made this shit?
Yes.
You telling me Croatians made this?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck are they thinking?
I have no idea.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I heard it announced on the radio today. Like when I was at fucking McDonald's, my mom. Getting fucking sweet teas.
Getting sweet tea, of course. Like the rest of the fucking world.
Oh, I was... That's okay, I'm going to go back tomorrow. I'm going to get me a fucking 20-piece McNugget.
Why don't you get it today?
I didn't feel like getting out of the car.
They have a drive-thru.
Yeah, but mom didn't feel like... waiting for fucking 20-piece McNuggets.
You had to wait for the fucking drink. It's the same fucking time loop. You get it all at the same time.
Oh, look, they're also coming out with a fucking face cream, too.
I'll give Facebook a fucking face cream.
Yeah, face cream is going to be a fucking ice cream bar in the shape of an F.
An S?
Yeah, an F. F for Facebook. Well, oh, wait, never mind.
You said S, though.
I said F, not S. Oh, man. If I did say S, I meant to say F.
I was about to say, why the fuck is that an S?
Because F is for phenomenal.
Yeah, that's a shout out to all you morons out there.
Yeah, you fuckers are like fucking Lil Wayne. You know, I think one of these days, I should go back to my high school. Go to the English class and be like, hey, teachers, you know F is for phenomenal?
Yeah, go back to your old English teacher.
But the entire time, you know, we kept thinking that there was a PH in fucking phenomenal. But no, it's missing the F. Where's the F at?
Yeah.
But well, Rabbit's definitely lost her fucking mind officially, even more so.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, even more so now.
And why is that?
Because she found a Hello Kitty casket.
Yeah, it's called an obsession, Havoc.
Yes, but I think she wants to be buried in a Hello Kitty coffin.
I'm sure she will be.
Yeah. And I'll piss on her grave like, fuck Hello Kitty!
Damn, man. That's fucked up. Couldn't possibly hate everybody this much, jeez.
Man, I can't stand Hello Kitty. That shit's fucking retarded.
Yeah. What the? Piss on somebody's grave for it, man? That's fucked up, man.
Fine, I won't piss on her grave. I'll just piss on a fucking Hello Kitty doll and send it and fucking mail it to her.
When she's dead?
Yeah. Yeah, get on my way till she's dead to mail her.
That's
up.
What we were talking about, man.
No, while she's alive, I'll find the fucking Hello Kitty doll, piss on it, and I'll fucking mail it to her.
I'm sure she would love that.
Hey, it's Hello Kitty.
Covered in piss. Be more like Yellow Kitty.
You don't think it's funny how we didn't see the fucking Funkadactyl? Well, tons of funk. And now we know why.
They're getting prepared for their match on Sunday.
Oh. Because Brutus Clay wanted to promote No One Lives.
Like anybody cares.
Yeah, the thing for WWE says Brutus Clay, WWE superstar Brutus Clay returned to Toronto for WWE Raw tonight. Toronto was the city where his movie No One Lives debuted. Get your copy in stores today.
Yep. Comes out today.
Hey, man. I'll get my hands on that shit.
Of course you will.
I want to check it out. See if it's good.
You're probably the only person that I know that goes and checks out every WWE movie. I don't even do that. There's quite a few I've never seen yet.
Let's see which ones I haven't seen yet. Let's see. A few. Oh, here we go. I haven't seen Knucklehead yet. I haven't seen Legendary. That's What I Am, and I haven't seen The Day.
The hell is The Day?
Bogavado. Came out last year.
No.
absolutely nobody from the WWE.
What? There's nobody in the WWE.
Oh.
Well, then how's that a WWE movie?
Because I don't know. Set up my sofa now. Or WWE Studios, but there's no WWE. Absolutely no sense to me.
What's
going on? Every single movie from WWE has featured someone from the WWE. Not this one.
Oh, darn.
Oh, look. Features Sean Ashmore, a.k.a. Bobby, a.k.a. X-Men.
Who? What?
X-Men. Oh, yeah, get on. Are you ready? Are you ready for next year? X-Men, Days of the Future Past.
The X-Men movies are supposed to be over.
Someone lied to you. They have another one coming out.
Oh, great.
Coming out on May 23rd next year.
What they need to do is put out another X-Men video game like the old arcade game.
Oh. And make it so it's not.
I said a game like that. Clearly it's not going to be very easy.
Yeah, like that one. That one was just, wow, no. Come on, but fucking when we used to play it back in the day, it was never that easy.
No. Couldn't get very far in that fucking game at all.
Yet now it would be beat in less than 30 fucking seconds.
Yeah, half an hour, you're done.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Like at, what's that game? Cape Calm versus whatever the fuck. That used to be that arcade game.
Yeah, I remember that. Capcom versus Marvel.
All those different characters and shit.
And I have a feeling that should be easy as all hell to fucking do. And fucking on PS3 nowadays.
Do they have a game for PS3? For that game?
I don't know. Possibly.
That isn't like the thing you downloaded and bought?
I don't know, but apparently I'm going to be in again, X-Men.
I didn't know Samoa Joe was in an X-Men.
Man, that's Samoa Joe.
Well, that's who you are.
Well, let's see. Lucas Till as Alex Summers, a.k.a. Havoc.
Havoc sucks.
Oh, gee, thanks, bud.
That X-Men sucks, man. What the hell is this powered like some, fucking, is that shitty throws?
They throw anything. He's got the same powers as, Cyclops, except they come out of his hand.
Yeah, see? Throws laser beams.
Let's see. Yeah, Key Pride.
But wasn't that dude in the last movie?
He was in X-Men First Class.
Yeah, the last X-Men movie.
Page. Hell yeah.
And on top of that, they got that fucking Wolverine movie out.
Yep.
And now they're gonna make another one? What the fuck?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, at least they're bringing back fucking Kitty Pryde.
Bring him back. What?
Kitty Pryde. A.K.A. Shadow Cat.
I see.
Age, playing her. They have a sexy ass fucking Kitty Pryde. You know, if I knew that's all it took, you know, get her to leave, I would have started talking about X-Men a good long while ago.
What?
801 area code belongs to what? Utah.
I know. There's a crazy, crazy chick.
Yep. It's funny because the minute I started talking about X-Men, she hung up.
Been there for a minute though, man. We weren't talking about anything interesting.
No, she's been there throughout the entire show.
Brendan, why do you keep fucking unmuting her?
Because of the fact that she barely said anything. Like, she didn't say anything at all. Okay, I mean, like, hey, call her. Anything to say? Anything to say? Nope. And each time all her sounds, she went back on the fucking mute.
But I'm just saying, you said she was here for the whole show. Did she say anything?
Fuck no.
Nah, I don't even understand why you unmute her.
I don't know either. But hell yeah, dude, they're gonna have Warpath in this movie too.
Are they gonna have Bishop in this movie?
They are.
Huh?
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow.
They're also going to have, let's see, Professor X, of course, Jean Grey.
Can't she just be the Phoenix now?
Yeah, you'd think. Oh, that much is not going to be just one. They got Magneto in this one, of course. Mystique.
They got Colossus back yet.
Yep. Beast, Wolverine, of course, Rogue, Iceman, Kitty Pryde, Trask, Bishop, Storm, Colossus, Blink, Sunspot, Quicksilver, Stryker, Havoc, Boo Boo Stewart.
The fuck is that?
I don't know what Boo Boo Stewart is. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck a Boo Boo Stewart is. Oh. Ah, fuck. They're bringing a Twilight faggot into the movie. Yeah, his real name is Niles Allen Stewart, a.k.a. Boo Boo Stewart.
Okay, then.
Dude, you're Asian. You need to come up with a better name. Boo Boo Stewart just don't work. I mean, you never heard anybody calling Bruce Lee Boo Boo Lee or Jackie Chan Boo Boo Chan.
How do you know nobody ever called him that?
I sure as hell hope no one did that. That would just be creepy. Harry Irving. All the above. Yeah, man, like I said, also bring back Warpath. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
I'm not even quite sure who that is.
Warpath, aka James Proudstar. He's a part of the Thunderbird. So that's known as Warpath. I'm trying to remember his powers. He had the Superman strike and the little brother of the original Thunderbird.
Is there somebody called Cable?
Cable, yes, there is.
Cable gonna be in this movie?
Nope. Maybe the next one. Because we already know that they ain't going to end it off with him. But they're not going to end it off with this, with just this.
Is the Juggernaut going to be back in?
No.
No.
Well, then again, we don't know. I mean, there's a possibility where it could happen. I mean, you know, it's not set to come out till next year. And we're already in September. I mean, you know, they've already got so many people in, and they're benefiting somebody else back, too.
When the hell does that damn Mortal Kombat movie come out?
Fuck if I know.
It was supposed to come out last year.
and this year. And it was also supposed to come out back out in 2011. Never happened.
I'm still not here.
I know. I mean, I've been looking forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I mean, they keep talking about it, we keep seeing shit for it, but nothing happened.
They've had the trailer out for years.
Yeah. I mean, unless they're still trying to find people for it.
Well, they're not doing a very good job.
That they are not, young grasshopper.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So did you find you any Juggalettes or metal chicks in the singles group?
No, but I found some really fat ugly bitch who wants me to add her.
Oh. You should probably run for your life.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that group is very disappointing.
It really is.
as where, like, I just got added to two more groups that I don't want to be in. And the one that looks like it has all the same damn people as the old Juggalos chat.
I think it's funny how Destiny fucking added me to a group called Unblocked.
There's really a group called that?
Apparently.
Wow. That's pretty fucking gay.
Yeah, what a... Like, why... Did I get added to this? Here's the final who the fucking admin is. I hope it's not her. I've got it. 293 fucking admins.
Yeah, because you need that many.
And I hope I'm not one of them.
Man, admins and groups are just fucking retarded anyway. They don't really do what they need to do.
Oh, they don't. Admin enough. Again, if I am, all these people are fucked. Nope, I'm not an admin.
Of course you're not.
Well, I was going to say, if I was an admin, shit, I'd take the fuck over. Again, take everybody's admin away, kick them out.
You don't really need to kick them out. You just leave them in there and complain.
God damn it. She had to put me in this group with this motherfucking faggot.
Oh.
Will Kid Crusher Howl. Single, hit me up or add me.
Oh my God.
I'm on Skype.
That's that dude that we stole that one group off of.
Oh, yeah, you know, he wasn't doing much with it anyways.
Fucking kicked the
bone. And then he wasn't doing much with it. Only thing we kept seeing from him was, I'm single. Add me.
That's all he posts anywhere.
So you don't deserve a group. Well, I guess since now that I'm in this group, I might as well use it to my advantage.
What the hell are you going to do in there?
Spam the shit out of it.
Yeah, to get kicked out by one of the 200 admins.
Well, Kelly Knight goes, welcome to my group. I made this group for people to advertise. Make new friends. You can do anything you want. The only thing I ask is to add your friends, and I will go through the list. No underage children in here allowed. Or those people that speak in code, like question mark asses in here. Have a good time, thanks. Well,
what the fuck does that mean?
Okay, well, I know. We got this one Asian in here that looks kind of good. She's got okay titties. I don't know if she's Asian or Mexican.
She's probably underage.
I hope not.
Because every time you're looking at a picture, they usually end up being underage.
or not from this country.
Well, I don't see how that makes a difference.
I don't think hearing people talking about... And like talking, they get fucking slamming on fucking letters and numbers and shit like that. Thing is a goddamn sentence.
Okay then.
actually. He goes, everyone gets made admin. All your friends that you can, I go through the list to check things out. Rule one, if they are not part of the United Nations, do not put them in here. Don't forget 9/11 Twin Towers. Rule number two, I want to raise children allowed. Rule number three, have a blast and cut up and advertise what you want and do what you want. This is a place to come to for you, have fun, and let's raise some hell.
Well, then raise some hell, then.
Hell yeah. Oh, look, let's see. So, like, no, let's go. Facebook is not American-owned. Mark Zuckerberg is one of those in code, question mark, camel fucking, camel ball licking motherfuckers. The owner of Facebook and has a shitload of Facebook pages, look sand nigger up in search.
Are you saying if I search that, I don't find Mark Zuckerberg?
I guess so.
I don't think so.
Damn. Up. I think it's way out as soon as fucking call Mark Zuckerberg a in code mark question mark camel fucking camel ball licking motherfucker.
Whatever you need to say.
Yep. Look, another post. Feel free to post whatever you want, people. Let's support each other. Awesome way to make friends. Add all your friends. No question mark. Talk in code foreign camel fuckers allowed. Question mark. We charted shit. These are the people that own Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg and his group of camel ball lickers.
This isn't even making any sense.
You should join.
I don't want to join that. Because then I'll start talking in upside down question marks. No. I don't want to be a no more grunt. Make them go away.
Well, I mean, hey, with this one, you got a hot Asian or Mexican. I don't know what the fuck she is.
I can find hot Asian somewhere else.
Yeah, Chinatown.
What the fuck?
Little Tokyo.
No, not there. Because I'm nowhere near there.
Anyone with Skype? Anyone want to Skype with this what?
No. Really. Put your tongue back in your mouth.
Stop eating your fingers. And your head,
oh,
your man.
Oh, it's her.
No, it's somebody else.
Oh. Well, I pretty much found out why she takes a picture like that all the time.
Why?
Because she got some, it looks like she has some, like, acne around her fucking mouth and shit. She got some, like, weird-looking teeth.
I thought you deleted that bitch.
I hate people to take half pictures of themselves. Like, it's like, motherfucker, put your old fucking face in there, man.
They ain't gonna do that.
Well, everybody's gonna start thinking You're only a half of a person.
Oh, at least this is a group of those who are blocked.
Hey, yo, man, who was the first one to come up with that, that, like, handicap hatchet man thing?
I have no clue.
Because after you showed me all them charms and shit, and I saw that charm on there, then I saw them fucking hatchets with that fucking shit on them.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know who fucking really did that shit.
Because I saw those fucking hatchets, you know, with everything on them. So one with the, you know, the wheelchair hatchet man and shit. I was like, the fuck is this doing on here?
Was looking up though.
So, somebody stole it off of somebody. Or they're working together.
Or both.
Well, if you're working together, you're not really stealing it off the other person.
I mean, obviously, you know, kill the person that you're working with and then just, you know, mark, put it off as your own.
This isn't a drug fucking business, man.
See the Wolverine. They got mid-credit scenes teasing for X-Men Days of the Future. Well, Days of Future Past.
They got what?
They've got like mid-credit scenes. You know, like how they do during the credits and shit. Sometimes like bloopers and shit like that, you know what I mean?
I see.
Well, this one, they've got the mid-credits scene set 2 years after the event of the Wolverine. Depicts Logan going through an airport security checkpoint while a commercial for Trask Industries plays in the background. All of a sudden, Logan notices that all the metal objects around him start to shake, levitate. He whirls around to find Magneto, who claims he needs Logan's help. Combat a threat to all mutants. When Logan asks Magneto why should he trust him, all the people around him freeze as Professor X approaches Logan and assures him that Magneto is telling the truth.
Well, would you look at that?
So, you'll get to see a little snippet of, new X-Men movie. Shit, you know what? I think I'll have to go see Wolverine. Hey, I've seen like every single fucking X-Men movie, so I might as well see this. Let's see. When the fuck is this going to be released on DVD?
Never.
Media. Number 3rd.
Well, there you go. You can wait until November.
I said December.
Okay, December.
Yeah, but I want it now, motherfucker.
Just going to have to wait.
Maybe I'm lucky. Maybe I can find it in Japanese.
How is that going to make you lucky?
And that way I'll be able to see it.
Yeah. You ain't going to gonna be able to understand what the fuck they're saying.
They usually come with subtitles for most Japanese stuff.
Fuck that. I do not want to read a movie. Because then I have to read the words and I don't fucking pay attention to the movie.
Well, on a good note, well, good and bad, good note, Jean Grey is in the Wolverine.
So? Are you trying to make me want to go see this movie?
Apparently Hugh Jackman ended up getting tips from fucking from The Rock on how to bulk up the movie.
Well, that would be a good person to give advice on that.
There you go, man. He suggested that for 6 months. Gain a pound a week by eating 6,000 calories a day, which consists of an awful lot of chicken, steak, and brown rice.
And pancakes.
Well, sure, if you really want him to have like a shitload of pancakes.
I'm just saying, I saw that one picture of The Rock with a plate full of pancakes.
That's what Dr. Green looks like. Hello.
Hello.
The chick they got playing as a Viper / Dr. Green. Thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this. I've got to own it. Again, hot ass Japanese chicken, it too.
Uh oh.
Yes, yes.
What else today?
What did Poncho have to say now? Not that anybody would give up. Attention, anyone who joins this group, don't get sad about what admins say in here. We are just fucking around. Besides, he's a slut.
What?
I.
I.
I don't know. A Y C H and I.
Okay then.
That's how I look. I'm back here. Bye bye. Ron. So. Head of this group. Oh, look, it's Benjamin Strode, a dumbass. Hey, come on, noun. Well, first of all, you spelled now wrong. You put noun, dumbass.
Who are we talking about now?
Benjamin Strode.
Who the fuck is that?
Some dude who can't spell the word now.
still surprises you.
Ghetto. Instead of putting now, he put noun. N-O-U-N.
I was just saying, that still surprises you. That people cannot spell.
Well, just got wrecked on his spelling. It's funny,
like,
he goes, how come noun of my Juggalo fam wants to help me he goes, how come none? Oh, okay. There we go. None of my Juggalo fam wants to help me when I need help, but yet when you all come calling to me asking for help, I have always been there to help you out. Well, you know what? I just helped you out. By correcting your fucking spelling of noun. Of none, my bad.
You don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. I think he meant to say none, but he put noun. Well, guess what? He's been helped. And Sean Ussery, yes, he is a freak.
The fuck?
I don't know, fucking someone commented on his status saying, because you're a freak.
How does that make him a freak?
I don't know. And I swear, I think I remember this motherfucker. Just don't know how or why.
You don't know how you remember him?
No.
Usually, your memory...
Well, I kind of figured that one, Ghetto.
Well, you said how.
That motherfucker that... I don't know. Because that motherfucker that was talking shit on someone at one point in time.
That's pretty much everybody.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I corrected them. But it matters. Carol Martin Nelson. You look like a dude. Go the fuck away.
Probably is a dude.
Yeah, probably. Cassie Starlight, go die.
Well, that's not very nice.
There it is. Oh, it's fucking Razor Blade real. Didn't do that, motherfucker. Crazy leg wifey. He's got some big ass. Oh yeah, there's another person that was in the movie tonight. Matt Damon. And they had him sitting up his tits.
And Matt Damon doing what?
Playing with his tits.
The fuck?
Yeah, I rent it. You'll see what I'm talking about. The more fucking chat lines I'm seeing.
Fucking chat lines.
I'm getting the fuck off of Facebook. And I'm going to go make me a burrito.
Yes.
back tomorrow night. And hopefully there's someone with
you. You stinky motherfucker.